Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, indeed. We're back at it, welcoming your phone calls or text messages related to real estate. And before I give you those numbers, let's say hi to Chris and Andy.
Good morning.
You guys doing okay?
We're doing great.
Have a good week? What was the week like real estate-wise?
I was just thinking, you know, on that intro, it's getting along. I think we should add in Denny's stats.
Yeah. We wouldn't have time for the show.
Week was good.
Week was good. Tell us why.
Well, first of all, I think the weather triggers a lot of people to get excited, get out there and look again. And we have the Parade of Homes happening. We've got all the home shows happening. So a lot of people are excited to get talking about housing again. You know, there's lots of different reasons to stimulate those conversations. And, you know, it was definitely a good activity week.
That little spring market must, or spring preview must be doing pretty good. We've been selling those lots out in Elko New Market, Mr. Prasky. So what's happening? I mean, we're halfway through.
Yeah. Well, you know, Denny, we had we were just kind of talking as a group. I've got seven different, you know, model homes that we're manning throughout the Twin Cities. And there's everything from the 100 people a day, you know, through the models to the 3 people a day. And it really, we're starting to see a lot of the traffic right now is on the higher end, bigger 2 stories. The move up buyers are looking to take advantage of the good interest rates. There's a great inventory of lots and selection of lots available right now. So I think that what happens is people feel the freedom of having those options, and then they're actually taking action and getting into that arena versus looking at the existing market, which has been a real challenge. You know, Chris and I have talked about that for a month or two now.
Well, I think, too, what you just said about the higher end construction going, I've been talking to our luxury people, the over $600,000 market, and that's a serious competitor right now, even though you're going to get a lot more from existing. But people are also, when you can afford it, it's kind of like, you know what, I want that second bedroom 13 by 12, not 13 by 11, and I want, you know, the window on this wall. And with new construction, they can obviously do that.
Yep, exactly. Well, plus you get the efficiencies, the energy efficiencies. Everything's under warranty. You get the lot taxes usually for almost a year, you know, and that with your property taxes. So it's a nice break. It's a nice – and you support the local economy, as I always say, which is nice, keeping everybody employed. And
yeah, we had multiple listings go under contract this week. So I think it's obviously – it's moving again. We just put one on. In Bloomington at a very good price at $229,900. Mm-hmm. And we got 19 showings set up from starting last night. So,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And so I'm sure, you know, through the weekend we'll probably get about 50. And then you kind of look at all the offers, but there's just nothing available
in that
lower bracket.
Yeah. And you know, I've talked, Chris, for, talking about the spring market. Well, guess what, guys? We're here. You know, everybody's busy going on spring break right now and heading down to Mexico with the kids and whatever. But I tell you what, it is, if you ever wanted to sell, and tap into that equity and, you know, move to that, you know, move up property. Maybe you want to move to the lake, which is a lead into our later show topic here. We're talking to some guys from the Nisswa, Brainerd Lakes, you know, Cross Lake kind of area. And we're going to bring these guys in this after in a next segment here to talk about that, too. But, I mean, it's time. It's if you want to move now, you have the freedom to do it. A couple years ago, I think a lot of people felt really trapped. They didn't have the equity. They couldn't get out of the property. They could not buy their way out of trouble. So they were stuck, and now that's not the case with most situations. So
yeah, and people are starting to feel a little better for the most part about the financial situations that they're in and looking towards, you know, those vacation properties again. But I think that it's important to note that, you know, when you're maybe looking for a vacation property that, I mean, it can mean a number of different things. I mean, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be like you have to be on the lake up there. I mean, you could be off the lake and be able to still enjoy it all and all the lifestyle that has to offer up there without mm-hmm. that huge price tag. But on the other half, too, is that I think people, once they start looking more towards retirement, you know, that maybe, hey, maybe we want to buy that cabin, push it a little, you know, to a nicer thing that we can end up retiring on,
well,
you know,
sure.
Where the cost of living is, you know, a lot less than what it is down here.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun to see, too. I know a lot of people, when you have fixed income when you retire, you may have that big front-end capital to buy that cabin, but then you have the long-term holding concept of what does it cost to maintain it, to keep it in good shape. off the lake, Chris, a lot of times means taxes are fractions of what they would be if you were on the lake. And so if you have a lake view, you've got the big birch trees, the pine trees around you, and you can get on the lake when you want to go catch those crappies in the early spring here, I think it's something that we can help them with.
And if you want to get involved, ask your real estate question, a couple of ways to do that, as usual, give us a call at 651-989-9226. Again, your real estate questions by phone, 651-989-9226. Or send a text, 81807. 81807, guys.
Yeah, like Andy said, we are going to get into lake property and vacation property, and specifically kind of in the old chains area, the Whitefish and Gull Lake chains. And we got Brent Anderson and Mark Pedig, both with RE/MAX Lakes Area Realty. Fellow RE/MAX people, but we're in a different brokerage, so we appreciate you guys coming on.
Absolutely. No, we're glad to be down here. You know, our market, this is the time of year we start really picking up. You know, it's everybody's kind of shaking the ice off of their igloos, and you know, it's that time where the cabin search, you know, starts, and it starts right now. And the earlier you can get it started, the more opportunity you have to really take advantage of the entire lake season. You know, if you're buying a house right now and you're financing it, you're not closing until May.
So I like this guy. He's already talking about getting your money's worth on the season, right? And that is – but what's cool about, I think, about northern Minnesota is that it's not just a particular season. There are truly four seasons up there of enjoyment that I think we should – you know, like lifestyle guys. We've talked about this before. I mean, when you move north and you're moving up there for the fun, I mean, you can have as much fun right now as you can in the middle of the summer. I mean – you guys are ripping the snowmobiles up the, the Paul Bunyan Trail and going from place to place, having lunch on the lake. And, I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's you nail it on the head there. You know, we got a foot of snow in the last week. You know, I think Sunday, Monday, we got a foot of snow. Nobody's coming up on Tuesday. Guess what? All the trails are groomed. There's not a, you know, drove across Pelican Lake. There's not a snow track across the whole lake. And there's over a foot of fresh snow on it.
Jeez.
You know, how much fun is that? You know, it's incredible. You know, you stop at some of the restaurants and in yeah, you might see a few people in the area during the week, but it's real quiet, and it's actually fun. You really get to enjoy it and really take in that scenery. It's not, you know, you don't have that hustle and bustle on the weekend. You know, really by Saturday, there's going to be a lot of people up there, and the mm-hmm. weather's getting warm. You know, obviously, the more traffic we get in some of those things, you know, it's a little bit tougher. So, you know, it's you really got to take advantage of it while you can, and you got to embrace every season. You absolutely got to embrace every season because you know, that's the joys of living in Minnesota. If you can't embrace Absolutely. Every season, you might as well go to Arizona.
I think what else it does, though, is justifies that expense. You know, because I think some people think, oh, I'm just going to use it for 3 months out of the year and it's way too expensive. But in reality, it's a full year thing. And I know, Brent, you grew up in that area, too. So you got to – I mean, to me, when you're looking for a cabin or somewhere to go or away from the weekend, it's a lifestyle that you're trying to get. And I mean, it's a relaxing lifestyle up there.
Yeah, it is, Chris. I agree with you there. I'm actually got plans for 3 o'clock today. I got some family and friends coming out of Minneapolis, and we're going to be on the trails a bit this afternoon. And tomorrow we'll be at Ski Gull on the west side of Gull Lake skiing with the kids.
Nice. Hey, you guys, talk about how fast. I mean, Chris, this shocked me. And you guys drove the speed limit. You guys were down in under 2 hours, I heard.
We were.
And that's from the lake.
The speed limit's
80.
On their plane, their helicopter.
Yeah, but it was six in the morning. But yeah, we made it to downtown Minneapolis from Baxter. Yeah, 2 hours, hour and 50 minutes. Actually,
yeah, hour and 50 minutes. It's great.
Well, I think that's some people's complaints. You know,
absolutely.
That I got to leave Thursday at 2 a.m. to be able to get on the roads and be able to get up there without hitting all that traffic.
Well, and something we've seen a lot. You know, if you have the cabin, you're coming up north. You know, mm-hmm. maybe a day early. And you're leaving maybe a day late. You know, you're not checking into, you know, Grandview on Friday at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock when everybody else is trying to, and you're not trying to leave town on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning because you want to beat the 94 rush. You have that luxury of, hey, you know what? It's a beautiful day on a Sunday. Let's enjoy it.
Right.
You know, there's half the traffic on the lake. Yeah, let's go out and enjoy it. We can drive back in the morning.
If it's Rooney style, you check in on Sunday night and stay there till Friday, and then you come back for the weekend. So
Sunday evenings are the best on the lake.
Isn't that weird?
We should have gone to a break before Andy spoke.
The lake, it's mysterious. The lake gets calm on Sunday nights about 7 o'clock. The sun's just perfect. I tell you, my grandpa used to say the same thing up in Big Lake, right up Highway 10 there. He says, the best time to be on the lake is 7 o'clock on a Sunday. He goes, it's beautiful. The sun sets, the calm lake. Nobody's there. It's great. So.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Real Estate Show. Again, if you have a question, a real estate question, 651-989-9226 or send a text, 81807. In the Twin Cities, overcast, 29 is our current temp, 36 the high today. Again, don't forget, turn your clocks ahead overnight tonight as we return to daylight saving time at 2 tomorrow morning. And good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy with some special guests today. I can tell you it's 29 degrees in the Twin Cities, and things are warming up. So I would imagine you guys having, and besides the Parade of Homes, open houses, more people are going to be there. It's going to be like in the 50s this weekend.
I know. I'm glad I've got three of them in the Wilds community in Prior Lake. So come on out. 665, 750, 795, Andy. Got anybody?
Let's go. Just kidding you, buddy. Of course we do.
Let's talk Nisswa.
Yeah, let's Nisswa talk Nisswa.
And,
let's talk turtle races, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's one of my
Wednesday's
fondest
10 o'clock.
One of my fondest memories as a kid. We'd go up there, we'd hang out, everybody'd wander into the pickle or whatever it's called up there, and then the parents would walk out acting funny, and we were still kids, you know, licking our ice cream cones out there watching the turtles race, and there's some fond memories up there.
You know, it's fun watching the kids get so into the turtle races. It's I don't know. I've taken my kids there a few times, and it's fun watching their joy because they're trying to cheer on this turtle.
Yeah,
and there's nothing you can do except try to splash a little water on it to get it to go. It's a hoot.
It is.
Hey, for us, some of us that don't get out of town every weekend like Andy, that, you know, in the summer and can enjoy stuff like that, that stay here and work, why don't we just kind of, like, from the cities, how far it is and kind of just a kind of a generalization about the whole area up there?
I'd say realistically, I mean, with traffic and everything, if you're not leaving at 6 in the morning, it's going to take you 2.5 hours to get to the city of Nisswa, got all of Gull Lake there.
Yep. So what do you have for so when you get up to the lake, so – talk a little bit about, so why would I want to be now? I think some people that are in the middle of the action, that sounds like the heartbeat of, you know, the fun stuff going on. What about like a little more of a laid back environment? You still want to be able to come into some of the 5-star restaurants and things you guys have there. But if I wanted to be in a quieter area, do you guys know how to help that listener out as well? I mean, do you know the quiet spots?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think a lot of it is with the lifestyle. Like you said, the lifestyle that you want to have when you're at your lake cabin. You know, do you want to be in the middle of all the attention or do you want that getaway? You know, and obviously we have a lot of smaller lakes, a lot of cabins. You know, if you get away from your main lakes, your Gull Chain, your Whitefish Chain, Pelican, you can find that quiet serenity that you're still looking for and still be within, you know, 15 minutes of Nisswa Cross Lake, you know, and still have all the amenities. And, you know, if you have a rainy day, it's something I always describe. You have a rainy day, you're not going on the lake.
Right.
You know, so what are you going to do? You know, obviously we love all playing board games, but it's what are you going to do on those days and how far do you have to go? And, you know, obviously just with the way Baxter's developed, you know, you can spend a whole day shopping in Baxter now.
Oh, sure.
10 years ago, you still could. It was just a little different, you know, and it's fun to see that.
Well, you guys
just
tell me that they just put a Dick's Sporting Goods up there, for goodness sakes. I mean, I thought Fleet Farm was the pinnacle for you guys, but now you got a Dick's and
it's true, you know, and that's something, you know, obviously somebody making a lot more money than me decided to put a Dick's Sporting Goods in Baxter, but obviously there's some research behind that. They're sure. Seeing that push and that movement, and, you know, that's something we've really noticed over the last few years. There's a lot of people that are able to work in the Brainerd, Baxter, Nisswa, Cross Lake area and maybe come down to the cities 2 or 3 days a week, you know, finish up what they have to do, but live up in the Brainerd Lakes area full time, you know, and We're seeing more full-time residents because of that.
Brent, what would I like? Say if I had $500,000 to $700,000 and I wanted to get on the water, what would you do? I mean, where would I be going?
Yep, I think $500 to $700, you're going to be able to get a pretty modest place on Gull Lake. You know, up on the 700, you're going to maybe get close to level elevation. It's not going to be level. 4-bedroom home. And it's one thing nice about Gull is that there's multiple lakes on the chain. So if you want to be on the main lake but don't want to be in the hustle and bustle of everything, you've got multiple lakes to choose from where maybe it's off the beaten path.
Yep.
One other thing I'm going to point at is we've got, I think, 13 restaurants we can boat to on the lake.
Sweet.
Yeah. No,
nonstop again. Fun. But, you know, one, Chris, I don't know if you are, but they have me on their VIP list where they send out every week all the hot new listings that are up there. So I drool over some of these cabins, my goodness. And do you guys offer that for free? So if a listener's listening and they just want to say, okay, show me what's up there on Margaret or what's on Round or whatever, Do you guys have the ability to send an email with all of the, you know, like the listings that are currently active? Or how does that work? How do I start the process, I guess I'm asking?
Definitely, you could just reach out to us. Like these guys mentioned, we're at RE/MAX Lakes Area Realty in Nisswa. You can reach me at realestate218.com.
You know, I got my website, viewbrainerdlakeshomes.com. It actually, if you sign up on the website, start looking at a few properties, it'll actually customize your search based on what your initial few homes you look at is, you know, and then obviously we're going to get in touch with you, make sure we get that search, you know, critique to really what you're looking for. Because obviously, you know, if you're looking $300,000 to $400,000, we don't want to be sending you off-water properties if you're not looking for them. Right. You know, so we like to get out, you know, and really find out what are those interests? Why are you looking up here? You know, is it the fishing? Is it the skiing? Is it the restaurants? You know, what are you looking for and how do we craft
your
search
around
that? We're
looking for walleyes. I heard you're good at that.
You know, I not to take too much credit, I don't know if any of my Wally Whacker League guys are listening, but I did mop up the league last year. You know, they couldn't believe a realtor took down all the fishing guides. But, no, we have a lot of fun. We do that actually every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pick a random lake. You know, we go out, we meet at 6 o'clock. We check back in at the landing at 9. We weigh all our fish. And, you know, Gull Lake has been awesome the last few years. But, you know, every lake is great. It's just what do you spend your time on and how do you want to fish? You know, do you want to get on that lake or you just have that serenity? You can catch fish on all the lakes.
Right.
It's just how do you fish them, you know, and absolutely. If you come up and you buy a nice enough lake home, I might tell you a spot or two.
Well, you guys gifted Rooney a Barbie rod when he uses that quite frequently off the dock when he's fishing.
Hey, I have a bad thing about a fish at 11 years old.
What's the story there? My goodness.
I got bit.
Traumatic.
Bad.
All right, we're going to take a break. We have another half hour of the show to go, so don't go away. If you want to ask your real estate question, 651-989-9226, or send a text, and we'll get to the text screen, too, when we come back here at 81807. The weather is coming up, 29 degrees here on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show. If you do have a real estate question, we'll take them by phone and by text. The phone number is 651-989-9226, and the text number is 81807. As you can see, Chris and Andy, we have a few of those. Here's one that came in a bit ago. Can we ask this now?
Let's do it.
All right. Texter says, Mom is renting a house from a friend in Iowa. He's looking to sell the house. I'd like to try to buy it, but not really sure what to do for financing. I own a house already and could put 15 to 20% down.
So this is the daughter trying to buy a house from the landlord that her mom is living in. Obviously, I mean, we've had lenders on. Travis Whitford has been here. We talked about that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, about getting it could be a second home or investment property. It'll get you anywhere from 15 to 25% down. That you'd need. So if needing that, they should just certainly get a hold of us.
Sure.
You can go to our Facebook page, which is Real Estate Radio Hour, 830-WCCO, or chrisrooney.com or prasky.com, and we can hook you up with a lender and help you out with that for sure.
Another one, another text is, are home valuations in Shakopee improving? How do they compare to the metro area?
Well, Shakopee is the metro area, so it's good. I'm actually just I've got a rental house there that we're fixing up and doing, and I'm going a little further on it because the market is so good. And there's a concentration of those, you know, those mid 200 homes, and that's just driving the price, you know, because what happens is if you can't get it in Eden Prairie or Hopkins or Minnetonka, you still keep moving out. Now with the 169 Bridge, Shakopee's big, and there's, I mean, Amazon's there. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff there in Shakopee.
651-989-9226 is the phone number. Jean in Stillwater has a question. Jean, go ahead with your question, please.
Yes, I recently saw a program about places, states that were losing residents, and Minnesota was listed as one of the states that's losing residents. I was wondering if they're losing the residents in the Lakes area.
Good question. Thank you, Jean. Mark, you want that one?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd actually say we are gaining residents. You know, you look at our demographic is changing like we've talked about. A lot of people are starting to buy preemptively to retire up there. You know, not only that, we're seeing the Dick's Sporting Goods, you know, the healthcare systems, you know, the Essentias, the Kahuna Regional, Lakewood, you know, they're all expanding rapidly as well. You know, Breezy Point's getting a clinic. You know, we're starting to see a lot of people move up to our area and really try to take advantage of all the amenities that are up there in the Northwoods living per se. So no, I'd actually say we're seeing kind of a shift northward.
Well, and even evidence of that is that there's actually new construction happening in township, not necessarily even on the lake. Of course, on the lake is always being ripped down, rebuilt, or whatever. But I mean, off lake, Chris, in the city, there's houses being built quite frequently now up in that area too. So it is growing.
Yeah. I think, too, that, you know, a lot of these reports that come out are lagging, you know. I mean, they're from a long time ago when they did them, and now they're just coming out. We find that a lot with, you know, the real estate market. People say, oh, my gosh, it's, you know, it's the greatest real estate market in the world. But as we're dealing with it on a daily basis, we know that maybe, hey, we don't have a ton of inventory and that we're not getting more sales than we have.
Well, and you look at the context of where Gene may have read that article. Maybe it was talking about the 65-plus crowd, you know, moving to retirement areas. And so they're moving out of Minnesota maybe to Arizona or Florida or who knows. I mean, you know, there's always a different spin on every
article. I
saw that. It
was kind of about, you know, state tax. And obviously
where there's less taxes.
Exactly.
If you want to send a real estate question via text, that's 81807. Here's one came in a couple of minutes ago. Does Gull, meaning Gull Lake, have zebra mussels? Who wants to grab that one?
I think that's a Brent Anderson Remax Lakes Area Realty question.
Yeah, that's a great question. It actually does have zebra mussels. It's had it for a few years now, and it's, you know, the lakes are getting clearer. Some of the weed lines are growing, as you mentioned earlier, Mark, but as of now, it really hasn't affected any of our enjoyment of the water or the area.
So people aren't. Oh, sorry, Andy.
Okay, I was just going to say I heard Mark makes a mean zebra chowder that he was going to make for us. Didn't bring
that's at all 13 restaurants on the lake too, isn't it?
Yeah, didn't you give him that recipe?
Yes, I did. From Alexandria, from my little cabin. So yeah,
that's from Andy's pond in this
backyard.
We've
got him in Ida too. I mean, I'll tell you what, it's a statewide problem. It's not specific just to Gull, but it's what I think. What we're all curious of is the. Dum dum dum. You know what's going to happen, right? When the
values.
When they right, yeah. And unfortunately or fortunately, the lakes have just gotten cleaner and clearer, which makes them look better to the consumer that's never been up there. You stand on the end of the dock and you can see down 15 feet into the water. It's pretty exciting, you know. It's
well, and everybody's scared of change. You know, how long have zebra mussels been around? You know, when you look at the ecosystems as a whole, we really don't know the full impact. We can project what the impacts are going to be. We don't know the full impact. And when it comes to values, we haven't seen any impact on values at all. You know, at the end of the day, the area hasn't changed. The ecosystems of the lake may change over time, but that's still to be determined. You know, it's to be determined where are they going to do it? What are they going to do? I'm an advocate of I live for today. You know, I try to enjoy today.
We're well aware of your problems.
But at the same time, yes, we can be conservationists. We can try to make sure we preserve our environment. But you know, we have what we have, and let's make the best of it. You know, they do the checks at the landings. You know, they try to clean off the boats and the lifts. You know, when they're taking them out of the water at the end of the year, you know, we're taking a lot of those proactive approaches to make sure we can maintain them.
Absolutely, and I think that you'll have different effects on different bodies of water. You know, on the bodies of water that are more recreational. With the, you know, the pontooning and the skiing and the whatever, they're probably not going to really care if there's a lot of fish or whatever. And then on the other lake where it's a heavy fishing concentration, that may be a bigger concern for that body of water.
Well, and I think something important to note, too, that boats aren't the only thing that go in waters.
Right.
You know, there's ducks, geese, turtles. You know, those are all things that can transfer zebra mussels. So at some point, it's all going to, you know, a lot of water systems are going to have it. It's just a matter of how well do we maintain it and manage what we have and make the best of it while we have it.
We do spray Rooney down every time he goes in the lake. So
that was funny.
651-989-9226 if you want to call in your real estate question. Otherwise, send a text like other folks are doing, 81807. Not sure if these people are getting ready to sell their home, but they are looking for suggestions. They need to side their home. They want to know what kind of siding do you think is better than another as far as wear and tear and looks.
You know, I think we can talk about that from a resale perspective. Also, when you're residing, I think a lot of people, what they don't think about is that maybe we can do something a little different or add a little something different. And I think that's where you can kind of really get a bigger bang for your buck. So let's just say it's a split entry, you know, a 2002 built split entry with a 3-car garage, you know, that looks pretty plain. Well, maybe you can do some shakes on top of one of the peaks or some batten board, you know, on the front look that could just totally separate your house. Whereas I think if you have new siding, everyone's expecting new, you know, that you have siding on a house that should work. New siding is going to be a benefit, but it's not going to get you the $15,000 that it costs you to do it. Agree?
Well, I think it makes it more attractive to the first-time buyers or the buyers that don't have a lot of excess cash, too. When you buy a house that has new siding, now you're going to get to enjoy the maximum amount of enjoyment out of that product. So I think it's a good play. You know, I mean, I don't know if I'd go crazy on the extra money. I mean, this is where we get into those arguments over things like it depends on the price point, depends on the area. You know, if you make the house attractive enough, it's kind of like having a car with tires on it, right? It has good tires, or does it have great tires, or is somebody going to pay for those extra special racing tires? Sometimes they don't care, and so they won't pay for it. So it's like, you know.
Mark, we talk a lot about here in the metro market about there's market segments. There's some that are really hot and really good, and they're going like crazy. What up in your neck of the woods, what is that area? And maybe there's sellers up there listing that, hey, I can maximize my value right now.
You know, when we're looking at the lake markets, you know, Gulf chain, Whitefish chain, really anything in that 400 to 600 range seems to be red hot. You know, last year, continually with my buyers, a lot of people had 600 as their cap. You know, and obviously we start seeing those 400, 450, $500,000 houses all of a sudden start creeping up into that 600 range. You know, you see that 600 start creeping up. So it's that on the water, that's really been the hot topic. You know, and talking about before, like you talked about moving north, the other hot thing is single level living patio homes. People that want that.
On the water?
On the water, so off the water. That. They you're not getting younger. Yeah. You know, so if you want to have a bunch of stairs when you retire, rock and roll. You know, but most people, they're trying to get to that easier lifestyle.
I can't believe Andy didn't comment on that one. Brent, what do you think about getting off the lake so I can enjoy, you know, I can still enjoy the waters. I can get my boat on the water, but I don't want to spend that kind of money.
No, it's a great question. That's what's great about the lakes area is that you can have a $1 million house on the water and you can have a beautiful house across the street for $300,000, $350,000. And you're going to be close to the lake. There's accesses everywhere. Gull Lake does have a few areas that offer docking rights with deeded access. I think we just listed a lot the other day for $75,000.
Wow.
Deeded, you get a slip on the lake.
That's a vacant lot?
Vacant lot.
So for $75,000, I can get access?
Vacant lot, dock slip on the lake, bring your lift. Looks great.
How about an example of a $1 million, $1.5 million home? What do you get?
For example, I've got a beautiful listing on Pelican Lake for $1 million. It's 4,000 square feet. It's actually one of the premier lots on the lake. It's got over 250 foot of shoreline. Beautiful updates. I mean, you're going to get a lot of enjoyment out of a place like that, especially, and there's potential with that place when it comes to subdividing and whatnot as well.
Well, and where do you guys suggest, like, if you do have a $1.5 million budget? Because I know that there's a lot of listeners out there that do, and they want to go and have that perfect combination property. You guys were talking about a property that was actually up farther north, up on the Cross Lake chain, I think, where they had their own airport. I mean, it's like some of these properties are pretty crazy that are out there and listed. I mean, what sky's the limit up there? I mean, what is the maximum up there?
You know, really, the sky is the limit. You know, it's what do you want to do, and really, how do you want to enjoy it when you're there? And what do you want to hand off, you know, to your family when you're done with it? Yeah, that's what we see a lot of in our area. Is it's really to what extent do you want to enjoy the lakes here? And you know, we see a lot of people. You know, they may be getting into those properties, and they're still only using them part time. You know, they're still only using them seasonally or, you know, up on the weekends or when they're in the area. You know, so a lot of it just depends on what you want to do. You know, you talked about that $1 million to $1.5 million budget. In that budget, you might scale back a little bit, look for an $800,000 house that you can, you know, put customize your perfect home on. You know, but at the same time, there are plenty of existing options as well.
All right, we need to take a break, but we have more show to come. If you do want to get involved in real estate, asking your question, you can call it in at 651-989-9226. Or send a text, 81807. It's overcast, 29 degrees in the Twin Cities. Reminder, Twins baseball, heard at noon today. Twins and Red Sox here on 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show here on 830 WCCO. You can phone in your question as usual, 651-989-9226. Or send a text like some folks are doing, 81807. Guys, here is the text that just came in. We're thinking about downsizing to a condo in downtown Minneapolis. One condo that we're looking at has, what's HOA fees?
Homeowners Association
fees per month of $1,300. It's an older building. That seems high to us. Can you share your thoughts about your experiences with association fees?
Absolutely. And they do. They do. They really vary, but it depends on what they cover. So a lot of times in those older buildings, all the utilities and everything are covered in there as well. And sometimes even the property taxes, sometimes they'll pay for some of those. So you just got to know what the amenities are. But I'll tell you what, I mean, in those, people are buying them, you know, and they're paying the $1,300 fees because – I'll tell you what, living in a condo downtown Minneapolis is pretty cool. It's real nice. It's like we're talking, you know, with the Nisswa guys here. It's a lifestyle, you know, that are doing it. Almost 2 years ago, I sold three urban cabins is what people use them for. They come down here on the weekends and stay there. Yeah, so I don't know. Moving down, relocating, I think it's a great idea.
Here's another text that just came in. What does it cost to build a house equivalent to a listing that's going for $750,000 in Mendota Heights? If I can buy a lot for $300,000, can I build a nice house and sell for $7,000 or $8,000, still getting a nice profit?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got, what, $300,000, and say if we want to sell for $800,000, we can't have more than $400,000 into that house. What can I get?
Oh, you're going to get a 2,500 to 2,700 finished square foot two-story, you know, loaded nicely, tile, wood floors, you know, all the amenities, solid panel doors, probably nice LP front side on the, you know, the house, big three-car garage, you know, full basement walkout.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously when you're in an area like a Mendota Heights, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a interesting area right there by Sunfish Lake.
Sure.
And the values just shoot up. So getting something newer in that area, I think could be a good thing for this person.
Well, yeah, and just to kind of continue, those at like the one level, the Ramblers, you'd probably end up around 1,900, you know, 18 to 1,900 square feet on something like that.
So now we're moving up to, where is that lot for 75,000 that had access, Brent?
That was actually in the city of Lakeshore.
See, in Lakeshore. Wow. So look what we can put on there and still be at about 475.
And we've got homes up there for 500,000 as well on the water, mm-hmm. walking distance to Bar Harbor and Zorba's.
So what do you think the percentage is up there, though, with sales? I know you guys talk about different times of the year having different, you know, types of products selling, but like this time of the year, you're getting a lot of stuff off the lake, and then it switches over pretty rapidly here, where you guys are pretty much in shorts and on the lake every day, or on the beach, or whatever you want to call it, and you're selling that lakeshore. Is that sound right? I mean, how fast does that market heat up for you guys?
You know, right now is when we start seeing it switch. You know, it's all winter. You know, it's difficult to buy a lake property anyway. You can do it. You absolutely can do it. You know, Brent and I have done a few transactions together this winter. You know, but it's tough when you can't tell what that beach is. Now, Brent and I know what it is. You know, we can walk up to a lake property and tell you, yeah, there's sand underneath there, but it's hard for the consumer to envision, you know, what kind of a beach is here until they can see it. So really, you know, during the winter, we do a lot of off-water properties. You know, it's a lot of people that are moving to the area or, you know, looking for that, you know, first-time home buyers, things of that nature, renters getting out. But it's this time of year we start seeing the cabin goers start searching. They start picking that search up and get going a little bit.
So what about sellers? So you guys obviously are great at selling properties up in that area too. You have a pipeline of buyers that are ready to buy properties. So I'm a seller. Why do I call you guys? I mean, what's the advantage of you guys knowing that area like you do and the pipeline of buyers and the networking? Talk a little about being a seller. Why would we give you guys a buzz?
Well, I'd say right now is a great time. I mean, people have been asking me for years, Brent is a market back. Brent is a market back. It's back. It's coming back. It's back now. There's low inventory on the lake, and that kind of leads back to actually low inventory off the water as well, and that leads back to the question, you know, people aren't leaving our area. They're coming to our area now. Mm-hmm. And with our inventory now, I mean, it's a great time to sell, actually, because there's not a whole lot out there. I'd say we're probably down 20% in inventory right now.
Wow.
Compared to the last couple years.
It's the same as the metro market.
Absolutely. Well, and you look at Brent and I, you know, Brent and I, you know, we take a lot of pride in how much time we spend in the business and in the market. We're not your agents that take out for Florida during the winter. You know, we're up there. We're working it full time, and we're networking a lot. You know, we sell a lot of properties that never hit the MLS. You know, and same thing with listings. You know, when I get a listing and when somebody calls me and says, hey, I want to sell my cabin, the first thing I'm doing is looking at my buyer pipeline. I'm calling Brent. I'm saying, hey, what do we have here? Who can we get excited about buying this listing?
Right.
You know, and that's big for us, you know, because obviously when inventory is low, you know, that's where we like to take advantage of the market as much as we can as well. We're going to try to get you the best money possible. And sometimes it's creating that excitement that, hey, we have properties that are not listed right now. Mm-hmm. That, you know, buyers don't have access to unless they give us a call. You know, and same thing with sellers. You know, we have buyers that are looking for properties. It's great when they can call us and say, hey, I'm looking to sell. And I can call Brent or I look at my pipeline. But Brent goes, oh, God, Mark, I have somebody for that. Let's get going. Let's see if we can get him there. Can I get him there tomorrow? It's like, well, you know.
You know, Mark, you mentioned about trying to, you know, see the lakeshore as, you know, in the winter. I mean, obviously we're going to chip out ice and be able to check it out. We're not going to do that. But we see that a lot here, too, is that, you know, people and sellers, and we try to tell them, get those photos as much as you can. You see that great sunset? just take it. So you have it because when a lot of times, you know, when I mean, people know, probably thinking, hey, we might be selling or whatever. But there's sometimes life changes happen. And we've got to list it in February. I'll tell you what, if we have some summer photos to be able to show people, you know, it's just a huge thing that might separate us from somebody else as well. Listing.
Well, and on the listing side, you might be 6 months, a year out, 2 years away from listing. It's a great time to give us a call because we can kind of give you an idea of what to expect. What are some of those things that you can do to improve it? What should you be doing with your property to prepare? You know, a lot of times people aren't just all of a sudden, boom, tomorrow I'm selling. You know, it's a process. You can see that process start and it's getting in touch with us ahead of time. Not, hey, we want to sign in the yard tomorrow. We can obviously do that. But it's a lot better, yes, when you're prepared, when you know it's coming and you know.
Well, generally, you can fetch them more money by guiding them through that process, you know, shining everything up. And the other thing is, like, you guys talk to those buyers every day, so you know what they're looking for, so you can advise that seller to have those things that are most being asked for at this time. So,
Andy, when people need to know what to do to get ready to sell their house, on April 21st at noon in Edina, they can come and find out from us.
Really?
I might invite you with.
Wow.
It's going to be me, but...
Will there be treats?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of treats to be able to do that. If we need to find out information on you, it's Prasky.com.
And ChrisRooney.com for you.
ChrisRooney.com is me. Guys, why don't you throw out those websites again? It's usually the best way for our sellers to get it. And then a phone number they can reach at.
Yeah, you know, my personal website's PDIGproperties.com, but a lot of my buyers I direct to ViewBrainerdLakesHomes.com. Cell phone number, 218-821-0767. Absolutely call at any time.
One more time on that number.
218-821-0767.
Mr. Brent.
Yes, sir. It's Brent Anderson. I'm with RE/MAX out of Nisswa. You can get me on my website at realestate218.com. Otherwise, just Google Brent Anderson RE/MAX. You'll see me there. Phone number, cell phone, 218-838-1399. Otherwise, I'm always in Nisswa.
I want to remind our listeners who we didn't get to, and we've got a couple that are moving here from Delta, from California for Delta Airlines. They want to know get some questions answered. Prasky.com, ChrisRooney.com, and sorry we didn't get to you, but they'll help you out. We've got to run. Dara is coming up next, 29 degrees here on 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.